Welcome to Dark History Time with Brian. A few things before we get started. Need to let you know that you might find some of this material disturbing. We do use adult language on the show. Listener discretion is advised. I just wanted to throw something out quick and easy and apologize once again to everybody because I continue to let you down. I continue to say I'm going to change things and I continue not to do that. So I have not gotten anything done for the month of June. I can't remember if we threw one out in May or not. I think we just threw quick little dates and history things. So you've gone pretty much all of May and now we're into June. I took a vacation for about a week that of course had a lot of dark history involved with it. Made a TikTok video, which I still don't know how involved I am with the TikTok community, but at Austin's lady friend's better half suggestion last year, she thought it would be a good way to get some stuff out there and get some promotion, so I do them here and there. I did one at Brandon Tina's grave. Of course, it says Tina Brandon. That was his birth name. And I'm only at the capability of doing 15-second videos because I guess I haven't done enough and you're supposed to do a number before they let you make longer ones. So I made a little 15-second video just showing the gravestone and saying whose it was. And that, in my mind, made me semi-TikTok famous. That thing has gotten over 26,000 views. Just that little video, which surprised the hell out of me, which is pretty good. I mean, it's not hundreds of thousands, but seeing as how my previous high was like 900 or 1200 or something like that. So we did one there. We've done some other videos on this trip. We went out to South Dakota and Colorado and came back through Nebraska. So look at the, just if we're friends on Facebook, great, you can find some stuff on there. Otherwise, hopefully I'll be putting some of these things together into longer videos that'll be on the YouTube channel. I know I've talked to Austin about that before, too, and I've got another guy that I'm talking to about some video work, too, so just because he has the time. And you guys are going to hear a little ticking sound. That's Benji trying to get more food than he's allowed, so so bear with us. It's fun to watch him. He doesn't have a whole lot of fun doing it, but he does it anyway. So
but you have to have so many videos before you can get the longer TikTok recordings.
That's my understanding of it. I mean, I don't know.
Tiana will send me TikToks that are like 10 minutes long. I didn't think that there's a limit for that.
Yes, there's, you have to graduate into each level. Like I'm up to 3 right now.
Just as a rough idea, how much does it take to get there?
I don't know, because I've only posted maybe 10 videos.
I was going to say, I don't have a whole lot more than that, but I'm not at the 3-minute range. Mine's on the, I do it on the tablet, and when I push record, that's just what it gives me. I mean, it doesn't give me options. On her phone, it shows 15, 1 minute, 3 minutes. Mine doesn't do that, so I don't know. There again, that's one of those things that I just haven't explored that well, and I got so many plates spinning that sometimes I put time into them, sometimes I don't, and unfortunately the podcast is one of those that I haven't, I think about it all the time. But as I've mentioned previously, I want to make sure that I'm getting the information out there that's well-researched, and if I don't have time to research it very well, then I don't want to do too much flying by the seat of my pants podcast. I mean, we do that when we go off on our little things, but we still have the core material, and I know it worked okay with Morbidly Macabre to just kind of fly off the cuff all the time, but this one I want it to be a little more focused on whatever the subject is that I'm talking about, so I don't want to just throw things out there to have them out there. So with that said, once again, my apologies. Hope you guys stick with me. We don't have tons and tons, don't have thousands, but we've got a fair amount. He figured it out. It's like being at a casino and the jackpot. He just hit it. But
I apologize. I gave him a little bit more, so maybe that's not going on in the background so often.
Hit the jackpot. Plus, lets people see what we're all about anyway. We're just sitting here in the living room doing our thing, casual conversation. So my thought for June is this. I know we have one out about this time last year that I think I'm going to have Austin re-release next week for Juneteenth, the Tulsa Race Massacres. I think that's very topical. It fits. It's perfect. Get that back out there. Maybe I have more listeners now than I did then, so maybe more people will be directed towards it. Get that one out there, and then hopefully by the end of this month, I will put together something that will be Pride-related. Since it's Pride Month, it's not going to be happy, cheerful Pride-related. You wouldn't expect that from me, but going to Brandon's grave and thinking about Matthew Shepard, it has me in that headspace, so I think I might... It might be, depending on how long it goes, it might be a two-parter, but maybe not, because I tend to keep our stuff pretty tight, even if it's a heavier subject. I think I pretty much can keep it into a one-episode deal. So my intent is to have a Brandon Tina, Matthew Shepard episode by the end of the month for Pride Month. If you're available, probably have you sit in, offer your thoughts on these things as well, because... I know I introduced you to him really early on.
Yeah, and I wrote a paper in middle school that I don't have anymore.
Yeah. and whose idea was that paper?
Yours.
Right. So, yeah, there's those. And I mean, that I have a coworker who's gay that didn't know either one of those names. Doesn't know Harvey Milk. I don't think he knew about Stonewall. Just things that I feel like everybody should know about, of course, people that can't say directly related or directly involved or affected, but the community that it affects. This month is supposed to be recognizing them and supposed to be all about that. In my mind, when you have a month or a day or a week that's dedicated to certain groups or Native people or whatever the case may be, I feel like during that time frame, you should take the time to educate yourself on why we're doing it. So that was my thought, is we'll get Juneteenth out there next week and follow up with some dark history that's related to the struggles that the LGBT community has had to go through. And hopefully you guys will learn something, and hopefully you'll be receptive to it. I know there's... Everything is very polarized and has been for a number of years. I also had in mind the recent shootings, but I don't know if I want to open that can of worms with the politics and everything behind that either, but that's definitely a conversation to have sometime soon. I did have a friend that, when she heard talking about the school shootings and referencing Columbine, she wanted to be a part of the pod as well, because she's right in between us age-wise, Austin, so whereas it's been just something you've known since you started school, with her, she was pre.
She saw the transition shooting. Into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she saw the transition into it, so she wanted to talk
and
about
also that.
And
mentioned
that
we went to the memorial.
Yeah, and we did go to the Columbine Memorial. We got there too late to really make a video worth a damn. It got too dark. That's my fault. I tried to cram too much stuff in. We did the same thing when we went to Wounded Knee.
Still cool to see, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I guess the last time I was out there at Columbine, I got a memory from like 13 years ago or some crap like that. So you were seven, seven or eight. So it's been 13 years since I've been out there. And I'd been there one previous time. You could pull into the parking lot and see where everything kind of, where they parked and where they, and I wanted to illustrate that this time. Not no mo, they got it gated. So you cannot pull into any of their parking lot. You can pull into the front lot that kind of shares, the lot is shared with the park that's right there, Clement Park. But going around back to the student parking lots, it's now gated off and closed. So you can't, yeah, you're not getting back there. I didn't know that. I turned to go back there and about, I don't know, 200-300 feet into the driveway, there's big metal gates closed across there and says, you know, no access, blah, 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 blah. So apparently that doesn't happen anymore. My idea was to shoot down on it from up at the hill, but it got too dark. So we got some video of the monument, and that's about it from there. We didn't shoot any at Wounded Knee. So my recent travels had me thinking about a lot of things to topic-wise to bring up here to people. I know I've hit on Wounded Knee before, but I just as not as a standalone episode. I think I've just mentioned it before. But, and I know that on Morbidly Macabre, we did talk about movie Boys Don't Cry. We talked about movies that were reality. So I know we hit on it with that, but I'd like to do that also on my own because I think I have some experiences that I don't think I put on the Morbid Cobb episode, but I can't remember. And like I said, bring up Matthew Shepard and go from there. So this is just me rambling for about 10-15 minutes. Want to say thank you. Haven't forgotten about the audience. Appreciate everything. I will try to be better. It's just, we do have the convention coming up in August this year, August 19th and 20th. So when the planning gets as down to the last month or two as it does now, I have all of those things in my head and trying to do additional research just kind of takes a back burner, and I apologize for that, but we'll hopefully have something here for you by the end of the month. And in the meantime, go back, listen through the catalog. We're going to have a re-release of the Tulsa Race Wars, Race Massacre.
Massacre.
Yeah, I was going to say it wasn't really a war. It was a massacre, just like Wounded Knee. It wasn't a battle of Wounded Knee. It was a massacre. But we'll get that back out to you guys next week, and then hopefully follow up with some more educational stuff for you about Pride Month. That's all I got. Follow the Facebook pages. Dark History Time with Brian. Dark History and Horror Convention page. Facebook. Twitter, Instagram, all the good stuff. And thanks again.